Welcome, everyone, and thanks for being with me this next hour. You are listening to Everyday Astrology with C.A. Brooks on Transcendental Tuesdays here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way we listen to the world. And this is June 25th, 2024. And on today's show, we're going to take our usual tour of the week ahead, looking at some of those moon energies and a few of the things going on. But then we're going to focus a lot of attention on Saturn retrograde, which is going to begin on Saturday, June 29th. And also, as way of announcement, you know, the winds are still blowing here in Nevada, which means lots of pollen, lots of dirt and that kind of thing. Every time I come in from being outside, I'm coughing. And so I still have that just like little bit of, I don't know what you call it. It's just, you know, allergies. What can I say? And, you know, just having to clear out some of the pollen in the dirt. So if I know that I'm going to cough, I'm going to turn off the microphone. So if you hear a moment of silence, then just take it as a moment of silence. I'll be right back. But I don't want to be coughing on, you know, in your ear. So we'll just take it as it goes. All right. All right. So for this week, which began, what, the 24th, I guess, yesterday, the mantra for this week is have faith in yourself and in the process. And, you know, several things. I always prepare my show over the weekend and you know, Monday night specifically. I make sure, you know, what am I going to talk about and et cetera. But I'm always so interested when I listen to Kat's show before mine. Because sometimes it feels like we totally consulted on what we were going to talk about. And I don't know, maybe it's just because there's so much synchronicity. But when, you know, Kat was talking today and she was talking so much about manifestation, well, that really is a very Saturn kind of function. And of course, she was talking about Pisces energy, which is where Saturn is right now. But I just got a little chuckle. And thank you for that, Kat. Because as I was listening, I just thought that is exactly what's going on. Our hearts are really into that manifestation. And of course, Cancer energy too. And Cancer energy is so much about fertility. You know, think about it at its very basic. It's the mother energy, conceiving, developing a baby, developing a project, giving birth, and then nurturing something. You know, once it's into existence, which is really from the minute that you've got an idea about something. So, of course, during Cancer season, and we are in the Cancer season, that's part of it, too, is just thinking about, you know, all reaching back. And in fact, Kat even said reaching back into, you know, projects or ideas or things that you wanted to do that haven't come about yet. Well, that's the Saturn retrograde coming up, but it's also Cancer energy. You know, it's almost like those eggs are ready to be fertilized. So that is Cancer energy, and just always looking at what are the things that we want to do that either they're new ideas or maybe they've been there forever and we haven't ever fulfilled those or we haven't brought them to life. This is a good time to do it. So as we look at the week ahead, I do want to go through that quickly before we get too much into the Saturn retrograde. But as I was looking at this week, you know, you looking at my astrological calendar and pulling out the charts and stuff, you know, I always want to say, oh, it looks relatively quiet. But, you know, the minute I do that, there's a little knock on my head that says, okay, you better be expecting the unexpected. The minute you think things are going to be quiet, that nothing is going to be going on, you know, the cosmos, it's almost like the cosmic gods are out there laughing at you. And not derisively, but just that there are so many things going on at the same time. And it's also maybe because I, for one, love astrology, and I do use it to look at the future, just like right now we're looking at the week ahead. But I try to avoid using it as a predictive tool. Now, not that I think it can't be, but it's because, once again, so many things are going on that I think I prefer to see it as the cosmic weather report rather than saying what's going to happen specifically in your life. Because there are so many things that could come from the same kind of weather. You know that. You know, what about that radical rainstorm that all of a sudden comes and, you know, you dash into a store to get out of the rain and you meet your next best friend? You know, anything like that. So it's we can say what the weather report is, but we really can't say exactly how it's going to influence you. So when I wrote that in the Power Peak, I said, oh, it's going to be relatively quiet. I went, uh-oh, you know, be careful with that. You know, do we ever have a week that's relatively quiet? I don't know about you, but I feel like, especially in 2024, things have just been boom, 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 boom. You know, it just seems like so much going on. And it's not just in my life. I feel like everybody I talk to is saying the same thing. Just either surprising things are going on or things that maybe they knew were going to happen, but they thought it was going to be a long time away. Just lots and lots of stuff going on. So I'm not sure it's ever quiet in the cosmos. But when we say it's relatively quiet, what we're talking about is not a lot of planetary interactions. However, depending on where those planetary interactions interact with you and your chart, it may not be so quiet, but this is what's going on. We're just past the full moon. You know, there was a full moon last week, Friday the 21st. And by the way, I don't remember a time when so many people have mentioned to me the full moon. I mean, just in my everyday life, people going, hey, did you see that moon last day? And in fact, just last night, somebody said, hey, is the moon full tonight? Have you seen it? And I said, well, actually, it's a few days past being full, but everybody's remarking on how beautiful it is. Now, that may be, you know, where I live and the time of year, but it really has been absolutely gorgeous. And even the coyotes have really enjoyed it because the night of the full moon, I was out in my yard with my dog, which we are every night, you know, just trying to enjoy the weather and relaxing, having some downtime. And here come the coyotes, you know, and my dog goes crazy. He loves to charge them and you know, which, oh my gosh, he's a Capricorn with a Mars in Aries. So I figured that's why he is so confronted with those coyotes. It made my heart skip a beat, let me tell you. It's always kind of scary for me, not because I'm scared of him myself, but my dog isn't really that big. He's a little guy. He's about 24 pounds, and so I think those coyotes could take him if they wanted to, but he doesn't think that. But in any case, that moon was absolutely gorgeous. And somehow it kind of seemed appropriate that there were coyotes out that night, you know, and just kind of up there against the moon, you know, they wanted to see it too. So, but because we're just a few days past the moon, and now we're going into also the disseminating phase of the lunar cycle, then what happens is just recognize, yeah, we're basking in a lot of light at this point. But what happens after the full moon and then through the dissemination phase is when we're kind of maybe enjoying some of the fruits of our labors. You know, we're enjoying some of the things that we've done. We get to see how some things have worked out. And we put all the inputs basically into a project. Now, remember, there's a full moon every 29 and a half days. That's how long the lunar cycle is. So I don't want you to ever think that everything in life has to be one lunar cycle and that's it. But it is true that we tend to build on the beginning few weeks of a lunar cycle, and then we tend to evaluate and release on the back end of the cycle. And so that's what happens. This week, we're seeing, you know, we're releasing some things. We're starting to, but you might see it there again, it's dissemination. We're sharing some things. Out of fullness, we are sharing the light. We're sharing something about ourselves. And then we'll get to the fourth quarter, actually, on Friday, when the moon is in Aries and it squares the sun. So, you know, that's, and I'll mark that. But so for today, the moon is in Aquarius. And there again, all the moons, they're very different depending not just on the sign, but on the lunar phase. And so an Aquarian moon this close to the full moon is actually friendly, it's social, it's looking for hope. You know, people are out there talking, maybe they're doing what I call recruiting disciples for the cause. Because, of course, Aquarius is like, I've got all these ideas. I want to talk about the future. I want to bring something new into being. I'm excited. And so this Aquarian moon, even though they can be argumentative, you know, an Aquarian moon in general, because they're very opinionated, this time they're more out there just talking to people, just saying, hey, look at what I'm thinking. What do you think, you know? And could I kind of recruit you for the cause? Can we share ideas? Can we be social with each other. That's where we are today. But now on Wednesday and Thursday, the moon is going to be in Pisces. And this is what I like to call the Mother Teresa moon. Because remember, Pisces is that very empathic, compassionate, sensitive, intuitive, imaginative kind of energy. It takes it all in. It soaks up the energy of its milieu and of all the other people that it's associating with. So this is that kind of energy that has the potential for doing incredible good. Because you see somebody in need, or you see a situation that needs your help or assistance. You're sensitive to somebody who's in pain. But of course, there's a trap to that also. And that is thinking that you're the savior. And sometimes even seeing ourselves as the only savior. We're the only one who can fix this. And so that this moon can be kind of dicey, Wednesday and Thursday. And dicey in terms of there's a very fine line between facilitating a healing or helping somebody, assisting, being there at the call, or believing that we're the ones that have the power. And personally, I believe the minute we start thinking that the source is us, then we're kind of in trouble. You know, Pisces is best if it's channeling energy versus thinking, I am the source of this. I'm the source of this person's insight. I'm the source of this person's healing. So for instance, you know, just as you're talking to somebody, maybe you are advising them. Maybe they have asked for advice. Well, you can give them some things to think about. But don't get attached to them seeing something the way that you see it. Because your insight is not necessarily exactly what they need. Now, you being provocative maybe is helpful. But once again, just kind of walking that fine line between saying, I'm going to be here as an assistant. Think of it maybe like a midwife. You know, the midwife doesn't get to take the credit for a baby. They get to assist in the process. They get to facilitate the birth of the baby, not take responsibility for it. So there again, you know, if somebody has a midwife or they have that person assisting, the doctor, whatever, you don't see that person in all the baby pictures, right? Now, there might be one picture and say, hey, here's a person that helped me. But, you know, here's the mom and dad. Here's the family celebrating the birth of the baby. Doesn't have the midwife there. So think of this kind of moon in that sense. And, you know, naturally we're going to be attracted to some extent to people that are suffering or to even maybe sacrificing ourselves. And that's the other thing we can learn about ourselves. In fact, I think this is a perfect time to really kind of think about Saturn, which we are thinking about this week, because Saturn is boundaries. And that's exactly what this particular moon needs, is boundaries. And so I think, you know, I have a little bit more there, but I think we're going to move on because I think you kind of get the idea. This is a great time to practice having appropriate boundaries while also giving selfless service or being sensitive, being intuitive, using your psychic abilities. All right. Now, we also have Mercury trine Saturn. And I believe I'm looking at is Wednesday. That's Wednesday that's going to happen. And that's important because Mercury is a planet of thinking. It's actually in Cancer. This is water energy. But it's going to be trine Saturn. So the other thing is we might come to some insights, or that's a good time to have boundaries, maybe about what we're talking about or maybe what we're sharing about. Because, you know, in some ways we might be even more empathetic than we already were with these two coming together. But it means that maybe we're going to be a little more disciplined in terms of what we say. And maybe we're going to think a little bit more before we act, before we do what we do. Now, on Friday, that's when the moon is going to move into Aries. Now, think about it. You know, every sign corrects for the excess of the sign before it. So what you're going to see with this Aries, he comes out almost like a fighter. You know, give me something to do. Give me a challenge. Give me, you know, whatever it is. Now, sometimes I think, depending on what phase we're in, sometimes that really is maybe a reaction to having come out of Pisces. Because let's say that you were doing something for somebody else, and or maybe somebody really kind of, you know, put you out, you know, they wanted you to pick them up and do all this stuff for them, or just emotionally really, you know, help them out, and you were their support system, and now 2 days later you're going, hey, I need some me time. And so all of a sudden that Aries moon says, yeah, it's about me. I want a little more independence. I need to save myself. I don't want to get sucked down into some hole. And there again, you know, human relationships are complicated. So what can start out as maybe a really loving, sensitive thing on Wednesday and Thursday, by Friday, we're kind of ready for it to be over. Or maybe there again, we're just saying, you know what, I did that and now I need some me time. I need to take care of me. But the problem is sometimes we can go overboard, because an Aries moon sometimes is looking for a reason to be angry, or, you know, because they love the motivation of that. You know, anger can be very, very motivating. It can feel good. You know, I told that person off. This is what I did. I asserted myself. Now, ultimately, we usually don't feel very good about that. But anger is motivating, and we can use anger in that way when we're aware of it. But one thing about the Friday, you know, Aries moon, and on Saturday too, is we just may not realize that feeding those resentments and looking for enemies isn't a great use of our time. We'd be better off prioritizing our own healing. So there again, let's say that you're doing something for somebody else, and it kind of, what it does is it provokes within you the sense of, well, when is it my turn? When is somebody going to take care of me? When is somebody going to be sensitive and empathetic to me and take care of what I need? Well, that can kind of be that Aries response to having been, you know, the moon having been in Pisces. So, you know, if we're feeling out of balance, remember, a lot of times this is all about balance, right? I mean, because we're trying to get, you know, that back where it needs to be. So this is a constructive time to say, you know, if you get provoked about something, then maybe it's time to do your own healing. You know, it's time to take care of yourself. Aries moons are great times to take care of yourself. Now, on Friday, too, we're 1 week away from the new moon, which is the following Friday, which is July 5th. And I want you to notice that, because once we get to Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're in that last week of the lunar cycle, which means we are really willing and ready to let some things go. We're on the downward side of this particular cycle, moving to the next new moon, which is going to be in Cancer. That sign of fertility, that sign of wanting to conceive something new. So as we go into the weekend, there is a good opportunity to just kind of recognize that and let go of some things. Rather than building up, start letting some things go. What isn't meeting your needs? What isn't kind of in alignment with your values? Think of it that way. Now, we also have a real bonus on Friday evening that I want to point out to you, because that is Venus in Cancer is sextile Mars and Taurus. Now, to me, Venus and Mars are really what you call, I kind of think of them as the cosmic soulmates, because Venus is that desire and the ability to attract and want to be attractive. And Mars is kind of the component of taking what you want, going after what you want. So you can think of it as yin and yang. Mars is also very sexual energy, whereas Venus can be romantic energy. And I think most of the time, not always, but almost any combination of Venus and Mars is good for relationships or for attracting somebody or something that you want into your life. So that's a great energy on Friday. Also, remember, though, you may be sitting there going, okay, I'm not so interested in that. Well, it can be anything that you love or want to attract into your life. So this is a good time maybe to think about some other kind of romantic pairing. That take out the romantic part of it, though. Just, you want to pair yourself with something. You want to attract something. So maybe there is a project that you're thinking of that you want to conceive, that you want to get going. Well, it's good energy for that, too. And it's a very sensual energy as well. So maybe it's about, there again, taking care of yourself. you know, and just treating yourself to an evening or to a treat that feels really good to you. Okay, now on Saturday, in the evening, Mercury is going to sextile Uranus. Now that's an interesting energy because remember, Uranus is radical. It's the independent planet and Mercury's thinking. So this is a good time for great discussions, but you could also get involved with some things where everybody wants to do something different and everybody's expressing a different opinion as well. That can happen, but usually I think that's pretty good energy. Now on Sunday, the moon moves into Taurus. This is an earth energy ruled by Venus. And usually that's when we just want to slow things down. Talk about sensuous energy. We want to slow things down. We want to sleep in. We want to have good food. We want to take care of our homes. We just kind of want to be in our bodies and feel good in that. But what happens Sunday morning is that the moon squares Pluto in Aquarius. And Pluto, remember, it's going to be in Aquarius outside of one short retrograde into Capricorn this fall. It's going to be there for 20 years. So it's not like that energy is going anywhere. But when the moon squares it, what it says sometimes, especially in Aquarius, which is a social energy, it's an energy of humanity, an energy of we're all in this together. Well, then maybe that moon going, hey, I just want to sleep in and take care of myself. And Pluto's going, but what about your bigger goals? What about that group you belong to? What about that family that you made a commitment to? So you can see that Sunday morning, yeah, we want to slow things down. But there's always going to be this little voice maybe coming into our hearts or into our heads that are going, yeah, but what about those commitments? What about the future? You know, are you really going to just waste this time away? So, but speaking of that, you know, it's always hard when somebody talks about wasting time. And when I say hard, it's hard for me because I'm always kind of thinking, you know, what may be a waste to you is not a waste to me. And that really brings us into our Saturn retrograde conversation. And the first thing I want to say, this is something you've heard me say before because I love it. It's from Carolyn W. Casey. And when she's talking about Saturn, she says, he who hesitates gets bossed. Either we work with our Saturn or someone else will. I love that statement because I think it's so true that Saturn is about authority in our lives, about being an authority or getting bossed around. And as we develop a really practical, workable relationship with our own Saturns and with Saturn in general, then we feel happier. We feel more complete. You know, where it's the opposite of a victim mentality. And so ordinarily, you know, I don't spend like a whole show talking about a planet moving retrograde. But this time, I guess because there wasn't a whole lot else going on this week, but also it just hit me that this was really important potentially. And maybe there again, because during this week, we've got Pisces moon. And as I started thinking about all of that and Saturn moving through Pisces, I thought, you know what? This is pretty significant. This could be a really important, powerful, empowering kind of energy with Saturn moving retrograde. So here are some of the facts to keep in mind. We talk about Saturn as being a slow moving planet, but I want you to know, that's a euphemism, so to speak. It's not a slow moving planet. It's just, it's far away from the sun and it's far away from us on Earth. It's what we call an outer planet. So compared to Earth and other planets like Mercury and Venus, Mars and Jupiter, Saturn is a slow mover, but only because it takes considerably longer to orbit around the sun. Now, because it's so far out there from us, visually, what we see is that it looks like Saturn appears to move backwards or retrograde every single year. All those outer planets, they retrograde every year for 4 or 5 months. But why? Because there's so much further out there. It's an optical illusion. So that's why they always do. And so one thing I want to establish here is, number one, this isn't unusual. And hold on, I need to cough. Just give me a second. Okay, hopefully I'll be good for a few minutes. Anyway, this is not unusual. In fact, sometimes if you look throughout the summer, most years, we have a lot of planets retrograde. We might have four retrograde at a time. In fact, this year we're going to, by the time we get to the fall, we're going to have a lot of planets retrograde. I think Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune. In fact, Neptune goes retrograde next week. Pluto, Saturn, they're all going to be retrograde. So, it's not like you go, oh my gosh, Saturn's retrograde. Know that this is a typical thing. But just because it's typical doesn't mean that we can't really use it. Because just like anything else, sometimes, you pick up on some energy and I pick up on something else. Well, if you choose to pick up on Saturn retrograde, I think it can really be our mentor. It can be our friend, really leading us in some directions that we want to go. So this retrograde is going to start on June 29th, this coming Saturday, and it's going to end on November 15th. And it's going to go back, right now it's at 19 Pisces, and it's going to travel back to 12 degrees of Pisces. Now, everyone is influenced, but some people might be more than others. So for instance, if you're a Capricorn Sun or you have a lot of Capricorn energy, Saturn is your ruler. So you may be more influenced by a Saturn retrograde than other people. Pisces Suns may be influenced because, of course, Saturn is right now going through Pisces. Or if you have a lot of Pisces planets, especially if those planets are between 12 and 19 degrees. But I also want you to know that people, like, for instance, if you have planets between 12 and 19 Gemini, or Virgo or Sagittarius, those are the other mutable signs. Well, guess what? Gemini and Sagittarius are going to be squared and Virgo is going to be opposed. And what I personally see a lot of times when some change is going on in a person's life, more often than not, I see a square. And a square says something needs to be adjusted. Something needs to be changed. But I'm also going to put the plug in. Usually it's positive. Like somebody's going, when is this ever going to change? Or when is this person ever going to, propose? Or when is this ever, when am I going to get that application? When am I going to find out, whether or not I'm accepted or whatever it is? Oftentimes it's a square because something needs to change. So don't automatically run into, oh my gosh, Saturn squaring. But that being said, I can tell you personally, right now, Pluto has been squaring four of my planets. It has not been fun. I mean, it may be useful, but it has not been fun. And squares oftentimes are not fun because that's when we feel like, okay, a choice has to be made. And, depending on your comfort level with choices, you may go, I don't want to make decisions, or whatever. So, but it doesn't have to be good or bad. It's just neutral. But it says something's going to change. So really, if you have planets at 12 to 19 degrees of any sign, you're likely to be somewhat influenced by Saturn moving through that area. But also remember, it's already been there. So Saturn's already been from 12 to 19 degrees. So there again, if that's a sensitive part of your chart or a sensitive part of, a particular planet, it's already gone over it once. It's already activated it. Now it's going to go over it backwards. Then it's going to go over it a third time. So the bonus is you get a really good opportunity to look at something and to change something and to come up with a new plan for something. But here again, almost every sign is going to be affected in some way. But don't, like I said, don't get too serious about it. Don't get too bent out of shape. It's Saturn. It does it all the time. But this may be your year where it's actually doing something really helpful to you. And remember that retrogrades really are opportunities to review and to reset. Because the energy of a retrograding planet is simply that it goes internal. So it's not, we've got all these beliefs about everything going backwards and everything getting upset and turned around. And I'm not saying those things don't happen, but this is about taking an energy and making it internal rather than projecting it outwards. And here again, in Pisces, I just think this is a wonderful opportunity to get in touch with like a spiritual process, a spiritual discipline, something that really has value in your life. Like, what is your source of power? What is your source of a feeling like the authority in your life? Do you feel right now like everybody else is calling the shots? Well, then Saturn moving retrograde may be exactly what you want to see happen. This is the planet of manifestation. Saturn is associated with our ability to structure, to organize, and to be disciplined. We associate Saturn with patience and step-by-step manifestation, ambition, and most of all, purpose. That is a word you are always going to hear me associate with Saturn, purpose. And I think purpose is almost everything. And, you know, sometimes we can get caught up and go, I don't know my purpose. Well, I just say, yeah, you probably do know your purpose. But if you feel like you don't, you feel like you're flailing around and go, yeah, I don't even know what I'm doing here. You know, maybe this is a good, you know, few months to really look within yourself and say, more than anything else, what are you doing here? What is your purpose? What is maybe the one thing that you want to be, that you want to feel, that you want to do? And when I say that, it's, I mean, you can make a list of 30 things if you want to, but I think it's something much, I think it's something bigger. What, like, is there a mantra that guides your life? Is, you know, and it could be something like, I want to be kind. I want to feel peaceful. Now, those sound like very overarching ideas, and they are, because I think that's what Saturn is. But one thing about having an overarching idea for yourself, this is what I want. This is my purpose. And I remember one woman saying her purpose was to own sailboats. Now, that sounds kind of funny, but once you have an idea and you say, this is my purpose, then you can measure everything that you do, every decision you make, and everything that you feel against that purpose. Are you working towards it or are you working against it? You know, if you want to be kind, if you want to feel peaceful, then, you know, is road rage making you feel more peaceful? And I know that this may sound a little too simplistic, but I'm not sure that it really is. I think sometimes that's it. We get confused by having 30 different goals or for having, you know, all these directions we're going in and losing sight of what is it that I really, really want? And then measuring everything against that. So when Saturn goes retrograde, you know, we get to think about some of those things. You know, do I use discipline in my life to get what I want? Do I have the right amount of discipline? Not somebody else's discipline, not somebody else's structure or order or how they think it should be. How is it for me? What does it look like for me? Do I do things that are valuable and meaningful in my life? You know, what is my purpose? What am I here for? And like I said, I think a lot of us know that. And from time to time, it truly could change. But Saturn is always going to ask you that. What is your purpose? What are you doing? Because then it, as a mentor, says, okay, and how does this decision fit in? How does this behavior fit in? So Saturn is very much about being the author of our own lives, being the one in charge of our own lives, not of every single thing that happens to us, but of our responses to everything that happens to us. This can be about, you know, finding that mentor or inner guide or manager, whatever you want to call it. And I'll tell you, I think Saturn in Pisces can be tricky because it's hard to get our minds around this energy because it's water energy. In fact, when I think of Saturn in Pisces, I'm like, oh, good luck with that, you know, because Saturn really wants to be ordered. It wants to create those boundaries, those walls, those fences, wants to have lessons and set limitations. And by the way, limitations not to keep you from doing something, but just saying on this side of the fence is this, and on that side of the fence is something else. So which side do you want to be on? And if we're jumping back and forth all the time, we're dancing, but we may not be accomplishing something. So Saturn says, I'm going to teach you how to set appropriate boundaries. I'm going to show you how to order your life, how to use discipline, the right amount of discipline for you to get what you want. But you know, Pisces, what is she out there doing? She's creativity and visions and dreams and imagination and intuition. She's the ocean. Psychic abilities and impressions and illusions. So, and she's also about self-sacrifice and sometimes self-undoing, because she's not trying to create the boundaries. She's trying to be one with the universe. She's trying to meld into the universe. But you know what? When we're on planet Earth in a physical body, Saturn can be our friend, because maybe mentally in our hearts, we can be the Pisces that's one with everything. But in our bodies, we probably need to eat and sleep. We need to have money to buy food, you know, all those kinds of things. So Saturn is this nice channel for all that kind of energy. Think of that. You know, Saturn is the material channel. I always give the example of Pisces and all the water signs, Cancer and Scorpio. If you came to my home and you said, hey, I'm thirsty, can I have a drink of water? And I just pointed to a faucet, you probably wouldn't be very happy. You'd go, do you have a container? Do you have a glass or a mug or a dish or something that I could use? Because that is Saturn. Saturn is the container. So Pisces really is better under the influence of Saturn, because Saturn says, sure, I'll come in. I'm going to show you what kind of channel is going to work. Is it going to be copper piping? Is it going to be something else? But the idea is that's it. Saturn can channel that energy with order and structure and discipline. And it's going to then send it in the direction that we want it to go, or help us to use it better in our lives. So here again, we might want to think, when you look at Saturn, you're thinking about work, you're thinking about productivity. So maybe this is a time to really not only look at your purpose, but to look at your skills and your talents and your abilities. You know, are they what you want them to be? Is there something you want to learn? Is there something you want to be better at? Is there something that you want to develop an expertise in? You know, all those kinds of things may come into this when Saturn moves retrograde. Because there again, maybe you're really good at something and now the field has really moved and you go, ooh, you know, I want to go back. I want to take that certification course. Or I want to learn something else, you know, entirely different. That can be Saturn, because, you know, you're saying, okay, here's my purpose. Maybe my purpose is I want to be, you know, adept at 5 languages. Well, then Saturn says, okay, we better figure out how you can learn a new language. It's going to help you get there. But once again, what is your purpose? If you said, I want to learn lots of languages, then maybe your overall purpose is I want to communicate with everyone. I want to understand everyone. I want to be able to go back and forth with everyone. You know, if you kind of dig a little bit deeper, you're going to see some things in there that maybe you didn't know. But now I'm going to do something. I'm going to read to you, literally. I mean, it's some of this is paraphrased, I will admit. I'm not going to read it word for word out of a book, but I got it from a book. This is from James Wanless, who is the developer of the Voyager Tarot. And the reason I'm going to read this is because I don't know how to say it any better. So I'm going to channel this energy through James Wanless. Now, what it amounts to is, as of course, as I've been thinking about Saturn in Pisces and moving retrograde, I chose a card. And by the way, I use the Voyager, but it's not one that I usually have on my desk. But you know what? It was a psychic kit. I just said, use James Wanless. Use that deck. So I said, what is a message for me and for other people that I come into contact with, which is you? What is the message for Saturn moving retrograde at this point? Now, it doesn't mean no other message will come through. But I said, what do I need to know about this? And I pulled the 9 of Cups. And as usual, I'll tell you, this is not unusual. I looked at that card and I thought, no, that doesn't sound like Saturn moving retrograde. I mean, you know, I was expecting something really, really different, which, by the way, is why I love to use tarot cards. Because, see, I want to just decide what it's going to be. But when I open myself up and say, teach me something, show me something, what maybe am I missing here? What do I need to know about Saturn retrograde? It gave me the Nine of Cups. Now, those of you who know tarot, this is a card that ordinarily, it's all about emotion. So in that sense, it's very Piscean. You know, it's all about emotion and it's about happiness. But to me, the Nine of Cups is also about something made me happy. You know, I wanted to get the prize. I wanted to be asked out by this certain person. I wanted this to go well, and it did. And so I love the Nine of Cups because it is very much about kind of enjoying life. But the negative of the Nine of Cups, I think, has to do with either going overboard, always saying, I just want to make myself happy, or it's the idea that I have to wait for something to come along to make me happy. And sometimes the Nine of Cups can do that. It's like, you know, if this happens, then I'm going to be happy. So quite honestly, when I saw that, I went, really? I mean, is this really the message of Saturn retrograde? But then as I read it, I went, oh my God, this was the perfect card. At least in this deck, this was the perfect card for Saturn retrograde. So that's why I want to read some of these things to you. I couldn't say them better than James does. So the first thing he says is, this is about the hermit, because the nines always go back to an archetype. So he said, this is the hermit state of emotional satisfaction, because the hermit pulls himself away to know what's important, what are the priorities. And so James says, the important state of emotional satisfaction upon completing a task, that is Saturn. So as he talks about this, he says, this is about getting your work done. And once again, I'm like, Nine of Cups? He says, getting your work done and being happy. You have been given certain qualities and abilities, talents, and you've used them. Now it's time to celebrate. So he also brings in an idea that I think is probably very important with Saturn retrograde that we often forget. And that is, once we've achieved something, do we really take the time to celebrate it? Or do we just kind of move on to the next thing? Yeah, thanks, okay, good. I'm moving on to the next thing. So manifest your potential and then reward yourself. Enjoy the deep and quiet inner contentment that comes with attaining your smallest goals and your highest dreams. Be fulfilled during the process of realizing your purpose. That's another important component. Do we wait to be happy because we finished something, or do we enjoy it while we're doing it? You know, there again, if we're doing something, whether it's work or anything productive or just every single task in our life, if it's part of a process that is in alignment with what we consider to be our purpose, why do we not enjoy it? Of course we're going to enjoy it. So be in the moment. Enjoy the process of realizing your purpose. And he says your purpose, which is to produce your talents for the service of others. How are you going to, you know, if we didn't want to share ourselves, we wouldn't have come to planet Earth. Surely there's some other place to go. And so that's what he's saying. It's to identify those talents and to use them in some way. So he says, this is about pleasure in doing your work well. Appreciate the energy, time, and discipline you have devoted to the job. And there again, it doesn't necessarily mean profession, any job, any task. Smile as you perform your work. Take a moment to acknowledge your skills and your abilities. Toast your creativity. Know your natural wealth of talent. Manifest your talents. Produce your gifts. Know your purpose in your work. Drink from your passion and reward yourself. He said, this is a card, or this is, you know, and here again, I'm applying it to Saturn retrograde, of happiness, joy, and contentment that comes when you have completed your work. Know that attainments bring a feeling of emotional luxury and richness. You know, express your achievements emotionally. Feel it. How good does it feel to have set out a project and to get it accomplished? And then he finally says, have a Saturn celebration of hard work and discipline that has paid off. So, you know, he's got a lot of words here. It's the way he writes. And like I said, when I read these, I went, oh my gosh, this is Saturn retrograde. This is about going within, looking at your inner strength, knowing what your skills and abilities and knowledge are. And if you want to improve them, improve them. But come up with knowing what your purpose is. You came, you know, you didn't come here probably to eat popcorn and watch TV. Now, maybe you did. But, you know, for all of us, there's a sense of accomplishment. Even like when we were talking about Pisces and sometimes going overboard, that Pisces moon in terms of wanting to, you know, just fix everything and make everything okay. Well, why do we want that? Because we need to be needed sometimes. Now, when we cross the line, we cross the line. But we need that. We need to feel like there is a purpose in our life, that we came here for a reason. And when we're doing things that contribute to that reason or are in alignment with that reason, then our striving and even our struggles end up feeling good. You know, I climbed the mountain. I got to the top. I crossed the stream. I did whatever it was. And so there again, think about how that could change our everyday experience, because now that pain we feel in our calves is about, I'm going to get to the top of this mountain. Or, you know, maybe I'm working out at the gym or whatever, but we have a purpose. So we're not bitching and moaning about every single thing that feels a little painful or feels challenging or feels like a delay or an obstacle. Every time we figure out how to go around an obstacle, how to deal with a delay, we're learning patience, we're learning creativity, we're learning to do something. I mean, really, every single time you get lost or you go down the wrong trail, you can pick something up valuable that you didn't know before. So there again, maybe your life purpose is to learn as much as you can. You know, whatever it is. But every single moment, every single day, even when it feels challenging, even when it feels sad, even when it has an emotional component we don't like, maybe there's something to be learned there. And see, Saturn, as our mentor, can say, yeah, we're building this. We're building this channel for you. We're building this structure. And yeah, some of the pieces don't look as pretty. I mean, you know, look at a house when they're putting all the structure and the framework together. It doesn't look that pretty. I'd rather be doing the painting in the final, you know, stages of the project. But you know what? All those foundational pieces are imperative. They're important. We need to do them. So with Saturn moving retrograde, we get this chance to kind of slow the train down and just say, yeah, you know, have I lost sight of my purpose? And, you know, I would also say, if there's one thing, I mean, well, not one thing, but, you know, something I have learned as I have gotten older is we tend to identify jobs or work with what it actually is. I am an accountant. I'm doing this. But the more we identify with what our real skills are, and our real abilities, it doesn't matter where we get put. You know, we're going to use that ability in a social situation. We're going to use it in a professional situation, and we can use it all over. I mean, think about it this way. If you have leadership or management skills, then it doesn't matter if you're working in a bank or in a Taco Bell. You can use those skills in that situation. Same thing with being social. If you're the meeter and the greeter, you're the person who can communicate. Maybe you're the teacher. You can do that in any job, in any situation. And so maybe this call too is, you know, like James says, the hermit, go back inside and say, you know what? If you're a communicator, if you're a leader, you know, if your skill is in connecting the dots, whatever your skill is, you can use it wherever you are. But the clearer you are about what your skills are, the more likely you will attract the exact situation in which you can use it in a really fulfilling way. So I hope that you have been inspired by this, because I'll tell you, I really am. I mean, ordinarily I'm going, oh, okay, Saturn retrograde. And this week I've just been delighted to kind of explore and to think about this energy and to realize how wonderful it really is to just feel that every single decision that we make, everything that we're doing, we can see it. Is it in alignment with my purpose or not? And if it's not, why not? You know, can I change that? Is it just an attitude that I'm going, oh, this isn't my highest level? Or, you know, this isn't, you know, I'm better than this. What is it that's going on? Pisces can also give you that depth, you know, can help you really look at those feelings. But this is a week and this is a time as we go through these months, you know, now through November 15th, what's your purpose? And, you know, just stop and ask yourself, does this activity, this thought, whatever it is, does it get me closer to my purpose or does it distance me from it? You know, if my purpose is to feel peaceful, well, like I said, did that argument with that person get me closer to that? Now, sometimes maybe it did, because maybe you'll feel I needed to be really clear and I feel peaceful that instead of just, you know, shoving all my emotions or denying all my emotions, I expressed them. Only you can really answer those questions. Nobody from the outside can. So, you know, this is a wonderful time. And in addition to looking at where Saturn is in your chart right now, which might be helpful, I would encourage you to look at your own Saturn, because that Saturn can tell you a lot about your knowledge, skills, and abilities. It can tell you a lot about the lessons that you're learning in this particular life. What house is it in? What sign is it in? What are you learning about? What are the tools that you have to learn about your purpose? Also, you might want to look at the north node of your moon. Those are kind of the two of the things that I look at. Saturn and the north node, if I'm looking for purpose, because those are the things that are going to point us in the right direction. But also remember, don't take any of this too seriously, okay? You don't have, I mean, you don't have to make it a job either, right? So I'm going to leave you with a couple of thoughts. One is that here again, as we get, you know, into the summer and through the early fall, we're going to have a lot of planets retrograde. So we're going to talk about those too. But don't drive yourself crazy with, you know, always having to, you know, to think in terms of Saturn being retrograde. But I would encourage you to really be a little more thoughtful about what your purpose is, because everything can be measured against it. All right, then I'm going to leave you with this quote. And this is from Paul Gauguin, who, of course, was an Impressionist painter. And he said, don't overfinish your work. There is value to done. Meaning there's a value to just saying done, finished, completed. And I think that is probably a message of the Saturn retrograde too. Know when to just let it go and say, it's done. I did it, and go on to the celebration. Okay, guys, thanks for being with me today. I really appreciate it. And I see some of your comments over in the chat room over on Facebook. So thank you. I will check those all out before I close out today. And I just really appreciate your being here with me. I hope, I'm really excited to hear some of your stories about maybe how knowing your purpose is really going to just make you sail through this summer. So thank you for being here and for listening to me and participating with me in this, you know, this social moon we've got, Aquarius today. And thanks to our producer, Jay Varvel. Please stay tuned for Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone coming up next. This is CA signing out. You have been listening to Everyday Astrology on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to Saturn